I have really bad mic technique, so if I get far away, let me know and I'll change. So this really should be called Emerging Pests and Diseases of Date Palms in the United States. And there are about five different pests and diseases I'm going to discuss briefly. This is an informational rather than a research presentation, so I've assembled information from various sources. The reason being, as the curator of the National Date Palm Germplasm Collection, I need to be concerned about the integrity of the collection as well as the effects on the industry. And so our date industry in the United States is concentrated in two main areas, main one in Coachella Valley in Riverside County, then Bard Valley and Imperial County, California, and Yuma County, Arizona. And in the intermediate areas between them, there's also date production. So this next couple of slides shows where some of these threats are localized. The red palm weevil in Laguna Beach, South American palm weevil along the Mexican border, the giant palm borer is already in the production area, and Canary Island date wilt palm is in the coastal area of California. And is moving a little farther away in the United States, the South American palm weevil has been localized in Mexico as well as the Caribbean area. Phytoplasmas have been reported in Mexico, Texas, and Florida. Another fusarium species is in Florida. And then red palm mite is localized in the Caribbean area. So the palm weevils belong to the genus Rhynchophorus. And the two main ones we're concerned with, or we thought we were concerned with, are Palmarum, which is South American palm weevil, and Ferrugineus, which is a red palm weevil. And so the damage done to the trees is basically done by the larvae. And this shows them feeding on the tissue of the palm. And here are some of the holes they bore out of the palms and leave these holes in the leaf base. And this is what can happen as they kill the growing point of the palm up there. Basically, all the top leaves disappear. You can see in the background a healthy or at least unaffected Canary Island palm. And this is the characteristic kind of headless way they look after the insect attacks them. And so the red palm weevil, we thought, was detected in August 2010 in Laguna Beach, California, which is in Orange County in what we call the South Coast area of California. And so it was found in two dying Phoenix canariensis trees by landscapers that initiated a trapping monitoring program that went from 2010 to 2012. And besides the two trees, they didn't identify any other trees that had been affected, and they stopped finding weevil parts at about 2012. And so the California Department of Food and Agriculture declared it eradicated in 2015. However, research by the Hoddle Group in UC Riverside, Center for Invasive Species Research, found that it was actually not the red palm weevil, but another palm weevil, Rhynchophorus vulneratus, that was responsible based on the molecular analysis. And the picture kind of shows this gradation from the red palm weevil morphotypes over through various gradations on the vulneratus to completely black vulneratuses. And so they had been invaded California from different areas. The red area, or the red palm weevil, the native area being kind of South Asia, and then it jumping over to the Caribbean and then supposedly into California, whereas the vulneratus shown by the blue moved through the yellow area and then jumped over the Pacific Ocean to California. So in both cases, they're pretty large leaps for an invasive species, and we don't really know how they would have got there. The South American palm weevil, Rhynchophorus palmarum, was first observed in Tijuana in 2010, and then in 2011 in San Ysidro, which is in San Diego County. And that initiated a delimiting survey for a couple of years by USDA APHIS. And as you can see in this graphic, 998 traps in 12 counties, recovered 111 South American palm weevils in California, almost all of them in San Diego County. And no red ring nematode, which I'll show you in a few slides, was detected. And they've also detected in the border areas of Alamo, Texas, and Yuma, Arizona. All of this is right next to the Mexican border, and so obviously it's coming over into the U.S. from Mexico. And be pretty hard to really contain it without a lot of international cooperation, which in some cases, like with the Asian citrus psyllid, we do have that kind of cooperation with Mexico. And so they've continued to monitor and surveil this, but it's held voluntary tree removal, but there's been no really strong regulatory actions. And so this is a map here, kind of from Mark Hoddle, showing the initial detection in Tijuana, Mexico, then moving up into southern San Diego County, and finally up into the Sweetwater Reserve area. And this is showing, a couple of years ago, we went on a field trip down there to Sweetwater, and this kind of green area is a preserve, and in which case we observed quite a few of the Phoenix canariensis dying there, and not really affecting the Washingtonias, which are native California fan palms. Mark Hoddle commented that his survey area was being destroyed, but then somebody else said, well, these are invasive species, and we're trying to preserve natural species in this preserve, so maybe it's actually a good thing. But in any case, we're concerned about those getting both into ornamental palm plantings in general and to our date production. So this is a red ring disease. It's caused by a nematode that's vectored by the palm weevils, and it's mostly an economic disease of coconuts, as you can see in the lower right-hand corner, and you see the characteristic red ring there in the palm stem. And as I said, this can be an economic disease of coconuts, but it hasn't been detected in any of the palms that the weevil's been detected in the U.S. And so palm weevil control. So these are really highly destructive in general, and the red palm weevil in particular is considered the most destructive pest of palms worldwide. And so we monitor them using pheromones, visual inspection, and audio. You can actually, I'm told, I've never observed this, or actually hear them chewing away in the trunk of the tree, so that's kind of interesting. Visually, you inspect the base of the tree for dead adults or fallen cocoons and look for the characteristic damage in the crown I showed you earlier. And so, as with a lot of different pests, we have a removal and burning program to get rid of it. And insecticides, they use systemics, which includes imidacloprid, like pretty much every other systemic application nowadays, as well as synthetic pyrethroids as foliars. And so this is a pheromone bucket that is generally used for the monitoring. It both has a pheromone and a fruit bait in the bottom there, and you can deploy it in the tree and then visually look for the weevils in it. It also collects a whole lot of other insects, too. And so these are some the trapping areas in the Coachella Valley put out by my colleague Tom Pering. And so we're monitoring most of the Coachella Valley date production area, although date production is had to extend down closer to the Mexican border, where it would probably be a good idea to also deploy some traps. A giant palm borer is Dinapate reiti. These are large beetles, and they burrow into the wood, into the leaf base, causing these really large holes. And the first time you saw it, we really wondered what would cause it to make a hole that large in the tree. It can cause yellowing leaves and possible death. And so these mostly affect trees that are already stressed. And so during the economic recession starting in 2008, a lot of the date plantings were kind of neglected and not well irrigated. And that's when the giant palm borer is doing a lot of damage. Now that the industry is getting some more attention and more cultural inputs, it's not as common as it was. And so this is a picture of the animal. It's compared to a standard jackknife size. And these are some of the damage there to the leaf base. And this is a picture of a really, as you can tell by the topless trees, kind of abandoned date palm planting. And you can see some of these fallen trees up at the bottom there that were caused by the palm borer. Red palm mite, it was used to be confined to the old world. It was reported in the Caribbean starting about 2004 and spreading through 2007. It affects many palm species, including Phoenix, but mostly is an economic disease of coconut. And it causes a typical mite-associated stippling, controlled by sanitation, natural enemies, and miticide. And this was considered a very big threat before we got the palm weevils. Now that the palm weevils are somewhat destructive, this has become less of an apparent threat. And this is just some of the damage. You see the typical stippling there on the leaves. Diseases of date palms are mostly caused by fungal pathogens, particularly Fusarium. There is one viral disease, Kadang-Kadang viral coconut, not associated with date palm production areas, but it is regulated by APHIS. And more recently, we've become interested in phytoplasma-related declines. Really quickly, Fusarium vascular growths are basically three forma specialis of Fusarium oxysporum. Albidensis causes Bayou disease in North Africa. It's also weakly pathogenic to Phoenix canariensis. Forma specialis canariensis causes Canary Island date palm wilt in the Southern California coastal area as well as Florida. It primarily affects P. canariensis, but is strongly pathogenic to Dactylifera. And in California, we have the state quarantine that keeps it out of the production area. Forma specialis palmarum is reported in Florida and is strongly pathogenic to Phoenix species in general. Recently, we've had some declining palms. We discovered other Fusarium species that aren't generally considered pathogenic, but they may well end up being, so we are doing some research in that area. This is showing the typical Canary Island date palm wilt, which is fairly typical of the Fusarium wilts in general. Half of the leaflets become necrotic, and then that spreads to the ankyri or crown, and the tree will die. Phytoplasma diseases in the Middle East, we have Alawijum, which was actually well known for a long time, but only became associated with phytoplasma a few years ago, white tip disease and slow decline in the Western Hemisphere. We have lethal yellows of Phoenix palm decline, which I'll mention briefly. Lethal yellows was first reported in 1891 and moved into Florida later on. It wasn't associated with phytoplasma until 1972, and specific with Candidatus phytoplasma palmae, which is the 16SR4A. Associated phytoplasma. It's affected by the leaf hopper Haplaxius crudulus, found in Western Hemisphere in Africa, and is very destructive, particularly to coconuts. Phoenix palm decline, I put Texas in parentheses because the Texans don't like it when we call it Texas Phoenix palm decline, but that's how it was originally published. Originally reported in the 1970s in South Texas, and then more recently, also in the same area, but it became associated with this new subgroup, 16SR4D, of the lethal yellows type of phytoplasmas. And then reported in northern Florida in 2017, same vector, and has been affecting mostly Phoenix species and Sabal palmetto. The symptomology of coconuts is a premature fruit drop. They start yellowing with the oldest leaves first, and sometimes everything will die off except for the original or the newest leaf. And bud death when more than 50% of the crown is chlorotic. A little bit different in speeding. It starts in the middle and then moves down. It doesn't necessarily drop its fruit. Leaf color is a little different. And the bud can die at a lower percentage of the crown chlorosis. Management is by quarantine using clean material, removal of infected trees, vector and host control. The vector can also live in grass, which makes it kind of challenging to manage, and antibiotics. And so are these a threat to date production? In the 1980s in Florida, they did an experiment in one of the botanic gardens with these five cultivars of date palms, 94% which was symptomatic and were associated with the phytoplasmas. We're not known to occur in the production area in California and Arizona, but we don't actually do any testing for it because we haven't really noticed any trees that we think are symptomatic. And the particular vector in Florida isn't present, but there are other leaf hoppers, such as Ascocorpus palmarum, which are present but at very low incidences, and we don't know the vector status. And again, it's protected in California by state quarantine. And those are my acknowledgments. Thanks to everybody. And that's it. So I made it through. Any questions or comment? I'm a horticulturist, not an entomologist or a plant pathologist, so nothing too technical.
We have time for questions.
Do they have coconuts that are tolerant to lethal yellow or resistant?
Right.
I remember in the 70s they were bringing in
Malaysian. Yeah, the Malaysian dwarfs, yeah. The genotypes. I believe they have been using them in breeding. I'm not really too sure about the coconut industry. I know about date palms. I don't necessarily know a whole lot about other palms. Maybe somebody from Puerto Rico could address that question.
Thank you.